Absolutely do not miss this podcast. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the 201st episode of the Arabic with Sam podcast. Kayfa halukum al-yawm? How are you guys today? Let's get into it, inshallah. So, with that introduction, the little start, do not miss the podcast. I'd like to talk about a really useful little bit of Arabic grammar, which is often left out of our programs, on a little gem known as Noon al-Tawkeed. You'll notice when you read lots of the Quran that sometimes there'll be a little noon with a shadda in there, and that you may not know the explanation for it. And there is this really useful little thing in Arabic, as I say, called Noon al-Tawkeed. And so I want to talk about the rules for it, and I want to look at some examples of it as well. I'm actually going to read an ayah for you, inshallah, and we're going to talk about it, because Allah Azza wa Jalla actually uses three examples of this Noon al-Tawkeed in one ayah from Surah Taha. This is from a series that we do at Arabic Unlocked. As I think most of you know by now, I'm the academy lead at Arabic Unlocked, and I do these live sessions every Saturday and Sunday for all students who are inside the academy. Every Saturday, I do a walkthrough of Surah Taha, and every Sunday, we do a walkthrough of a hadith every week. And I came across this ayah with one of our students, Halima, and I wanted to share it with you guys on the podcast as well, because I think it's such a good example of Noon al-Tawkeed. So, what does Tawkeed mean, and what is Noon al-Tawkeed? This is a Noon to give more emphasis to a verb. That is its job. I'll give you an example from poetry, actually, from Arabic poetry, as I really love this poem. It's kind of my go-to example for teaching Noon al-Tawkeed, where the poet Al-Mutanabbi said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ نُيُوبَ اللَّيْثِ بَارِزَةً. If you see the teeth of a lion protruding or showing, فَلَا تَظُنَّنَّ أَنَّ اللَّيْثَ يَبْتَسِمُ, then absolutely do not think that the lion is smiling. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ نُيُوبَ اللَّيْثِ بَارِزَةً فَلَا تَظُنَّنَّ أَنَّ اللَّيْثَ يَبْتَسِمُ. This تَظُنَّنَّ, this is from the verb ظَنَّ, يَظُنُّ, which means to think or to suppose something, but not necessarily with evidence, right? Often when Allah uses the verb ظَنَّ in the Qur'an, it's, for example, where people thought a certain thing and then they were wrong. Like they thought something about the akhirah, and then they got there and they were wrong. That's the kind of dhanna that we're talking about. It's to kind of be suspicious or to make assumptions and things like that. So it would usually be yadhunnu, or for you tadhunnu, you think. But we change the dhamma at the end from tadhunnu to tadhunna, and then we add a noon with a shadda on at the end, tadhunnanna. The grammar books and my teachers taught me that there is, you can also have it with a noon with a sukun on the end. But there's only a handful of times that I've seen that in my life. It is definitely most common. And in fact, every example in this ayah of the Quran that we'll look at today as well does that as well. So, and we'll look at some different examples and we'll unpack some different nuances of Noon al-Tawkeed as well as we go through this, inshallah. So, in Surah Taha, we're going through the 71st ayah where... So this is the situation where Musa alayhi salam has gone to Fir'aun, and they've had this competition, like the ayat that Musa alayhi salam brought versus their sihr, versus their magic. And the people who were the magicians, they have seen the miracles that Musa alayhi salam brought, and they have accepted Islam. They have gone into sujood, and they have accepted Islam. Okay, so this is what Fir'aun says to them. Okay, this is what Fir'aun says. He says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم في جذوع النخل ولتعلن أينا أشد عذابا وأبقى. Very nice. Just do it nice and slowly. So, you know, we hear all of the bits and bobs. So what does he say? So he says, قال, so that's what he said. آمنتم له, you have believed for him. قبل أن آذن لكم, before you have been given permission. Okay, Fir'aun saying he should be the one to give permission for who you believe in. But bear in mind, Fir'aun believes that he is Allah. So he's not going to take kindly to this. He says, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ. Indeed, he is the greatest of you, the one who عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ, the one who taught you magic. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ. Okay, fa means so. La is another word for emphasis, actually. So verily, أُقَطِّع, which usually have قَطَّعَ, يُقَطِّعُ, أُقَطِّعُ, أُقَطِّعُ meaning أَنَا, I will أُقَطِّعُ. What's the verb قَطَّعَ then? This is a form 2 verb from the verb قَطَّعَ. قَطَّعَ means to cut. Often the form 2 means to kind of have somebody else do the thing. So, for example, like دَرَسَ means to study. دَرَسَ means to make someone else study. But this isn't one of those. This is a form 2 for emphasis, much like كَسَرَ meaning to break, and كَسَّرَ meaning to shatter. قَطَّعَ means to cut, but قَطَّعَ we might translate it to be to sever, as it's kind of a more emphatic cutting. لَأُقَطِّعَ, so even if Fir'aun had said, even if he'd said, فَلَأُقَطِّعُ, so verily, I sever, right? Just using, you know, without using نون التوكيد at the end, that would still mean, like, verily, I sever, okay? Or verily, I cut. But there's an n at the end to give it even more emphasis. So I will sever aydiyakum wa arjulakum. I will sever your aydi, which are your hands, and your arjul, which are your legs, but it means feet here. Min khilafin. What's meant by this is on opposite sides. So if he was to قطع your right hand and your left foot, or your left hand and your right foot, or at least that's what I believe it means. Good, and what else? We already saw one, نون التوكيد, didn't we? We saw فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ. So next, the next word is وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ. Okay, the verb صَلَّبَ, يُصَلِّبُ, and here لَأُصَلِّبُ would mean I will crucify, right? From the verb, yeah, صَلَّبَ, to crucify. الصَّلِّبِيِّينَ, the crusaders. But yeah, صَلَّبَ here is to crucify. So we're saying, وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, this noon in the end, is the noon of tawkid. Because we'd usually have أُصَلِّبُ, but because it's a noon of tawkid, we change the U at the end to a fatha. أُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ. Important point I want to make about this particular example is that if you do need to add an object pronoun at the end of the verb to say that the one who you are going to do the crucifying of, right, then that comes after the نون التوكيد. So it's not that نون التوكيد will always be on the end of the verb. It quite often will be. It was in the case that I mentioned with لا تظنن. But I mean, if we wanted to say لا تظننه, do not think that he is يبتسمو, for example. لا تظننه يبتسمو. Do not think that he is يبتسمو. It could, in theory, go in the middle of two other things. But so I'm just demonstrating that if you do use a نون التوكيد, it can actually go in between, in the middle of a word, effectively. Okay, so he says, I will verily crucify you في جذور النخل, on the جذور, on the part, on the trunks of a نخل, of date palms. Here the word جذور is the plural, I believe, of جذر. It means a trunk, but not of an elephant, though. It means a trunk of a tree. In Arabic, they use the word khartoum, I believe, for an elephant. I have heard another word, actually, in very, like, classical poetry, a mulemlema or something like that. But, yeah, a khartoum, yeah, it means a snout as well, but it's used for an elephant's trunk as well. But the word khartoum, Allah uses it in the Quran, actually, in Surah Al-Qalam. He says, سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ, that we will brand them on their khartoum, on their snouts. So it's used for pigs and also for elephants. Not that elephants' trunks are similar to pigs' snouts, but we don't need to get into the biology of it. Very nice. So anyway, Fir'aun is saying, I will verily crucify you on the trunks of date of date trees, of date palms, let's say. Wa la ta'lamunna, and you will verily know. Okay, from the verb alima, ya'lamu, ta'lamu, ta'lamunna, wa la ta'lamunna here, but actually we'd expect it to be ta'lamanna, actually, wouldn't we? But yeah, it just shows maybe there's some flexibility in it. This isn't the rule typically, though. This is perhaps an exception to it. Wala ta'lamunna or la ta'lamanna, if you were writing it in an exam, ayyuna, which of us, ayyu plus na, which of us, ashaddu adhaban, is more severe in adhab, ashaddu adhaban wa abqa, and more lasting. Excellent. So useful vocab, just to have a little recap to round off the podcast, inshallah. So I think the word allama is very useful to teach. The word sihr, you'll need that for this story. You'll need the word sihr. The verb qatta, meaning to sever. So severing, slashing, maybe we might say, would be taqti', which is a mustard that you don't hear very often. Taqti', would be severing. The verb sallaba, to crucify. Ashaddu is also very useful for Quranic Arabic as well. Is a more severe adhaban wa abqa. Very nice. Oh yeah, there was something I was going to mention as well, actually. As I gave the example of kasara, to break, and kasara, to smash, or to break up into pieces. This is where we get the word ajma' taksir from, when we talk about broken plurals. Because the taksir, when we make a plural of a word, let me see if we have an example of it in here. Aidi is, but it doesn't fit into like one of the most common patterns. So maybe judhur definitely is. So don't quote me on jether being the singular. I feel like it is though. But don't quote me on it. I'll check it afterwards. If I've got it wrong, I'll put it in the description or in the show notes of the podcast or whatever. But let's run with it being jether for now. To make that into the plural, we need to break it up. We need to take the jim, the zel, and the ayn, and then we need to put it into the fu'ul pattern. So we get judhur. Okay, so that's kind of what it is. And the word taksir is useful in for political stuff as well. I mean, it's there's a very, very well-known policy that the Israelis, or the IDF in particular, had called siyasatu taksir al-'idham. They had the policy of smashing the bones, where they would essentially break the arms of Palestinian children so they couldn't throw stones anymore. It's well documented. But that's called siyasatu taksir al-'idham. In any case, I'm sorry to end on something so morbid. I find myself going down these holes. It's kind of a bleak world we're living in at the moment. May Allah protect us and make us people who are mutafa'il. Make us among the mutafa'ilin. Make us optimistic people. Mutafa'il. Very useful word, actually. Mutafa'il. Not mutafa'il, rather mutafa'il, optimistic. And the opposite, the pessimistic, mutasha'im. We do not want to be mutasha'im. We do want to be mutafa'il. Assalamu alaikum.